Police in Blacksburg, Virginia, have named the gunman in yesterday's shooting at Virginia Tech.
That person is Cho Song-hui. He was a 23-year-old South Korean here in the U.S. as a resident alien.
That's Chief Wendell Flincham of the Virginia Tech Police. 32 people were killed yesterday in two separate attacks, and then the gunman took his own life. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston has been covering this story. And where's this man from? We heard South Korea, but what more is known?
Well, his family lives in Centerville, Virginia, not far from the campus. And he has other family members who also live in Maryland.
Other family members are around the East Coast. So a lot of people have come from South Korea in his
family. Exactly. There's quite a roster of people.
Any of them talking?
Not so far. We've been calling them. We called his parents' number this morning, and it's not accepting any phone calls.
Not surprising, given the circumstances. I suppose the reason why his identity seems important is because it's a first step toward understanding how and why this would have happened.
Well, this is what the FBI is going to be looking at now. Today, what they're going to do is try to piece together his background and try to come up with some sort of motive that would have inspired this kind of killing.
And then the next question, I suppose, is whether he acted alone. Any more evidence on that?
It's unclear, although we do know from the ballistics evidence that came out this morning that the same gun was involved in the dormitory shootings and in the shootings in the academic building. Until that was released, we weren't quite sure if there was one shooter or two. We also don't know what's happened with this person of interest, this gentleman that they actually interviewed yesterday when the shooting started.
That was the first shooting, the shooting of the two people, is that correct?
Exactly. There was a girl and her resident, or RA, the resident
advisor.
Advisor there.
And authorities detained this person of interest in that particular case and were actually questioning this person when the second shooting began. And we still don't know what the status is with that person.
We don't know. We haven't heard yet. The press conference is ongoing.
But a significant development there that the same gun appears to have been used in both shootings. I guess this is a process of elimination. Just a couple of hours ago when you were talking with us, there was still seemed more of a possibility of two gunmen. You continue to eliminate theories. What other things do investigators do as they try to narrow down what happened and what didn't happen here?
Well, now they will try and cull all the information that they had from various interviews from people they've interviewed over since the shooting yesterday through today and try to see if they can find some common threads. They actually have a computer program that they put all this into in order to sort of have common words pop up so they know which leads to follow.
You mean the different interviews with survivors and witnesses of different kinds?
Exactly.
And see what everybody says, see if people say the same thing.
Exactly.
Or if people quote the shooter as saying the same thing, for example.
Exactly. Here's where the confusion is on two shooters. Witnesses in the dormitory had said that the shooter was not Asian. Witnesses at the Norris Academic Center on the other side of campus had said positively, and now we know for sure, that the shooter was Asian. What the FBI is going to have to do is find out why these two things don't square.
Now, there's never been a shooting with this many deaths in the United States, but there must be people that you're talking with who have dealt with maybe not this large a case, but mass cases like this before, where they've had to look into the question of who would commit such a thing and why.
Right. They're not really trying to have any sort of assumptions as to what the motive is now. Well, what we do know about this young man is that he was an English major and that he came from South Korea, that he was a permanent resident alien. He was born in 1984. That's all we know.
Nothing there that would indicate why he'd do that. It's hard to imagine that you'd find anything in someone's biography that would definitely prove such a thing. Dina, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
And again, the latest news from Blacksburg, Virginia, is that a South Korean student at Virginia Tech is believed to be the shooter, and one gun was used in both incidents at Virginia Tech University in Blacksburg, Virginia, yesterday. We'll bring you more as we learn more. This is NPR News.